Choosing Urge Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Barbara Blake. I live in Saugerties on 200 Sparling Road. And I, for the past couple of days, my television keeps buffering and it'll cut out altogether and then go back to the home, wherever it was, like the beginning of FUBU. So I don't know if it's the fiber optics or if it's in the app or what it is.
Very interesting. Can definitely help you with that. So thank you for verifying your service address. What is the email address we have on file?
It's bblake, 305, I think. I use two of them, but the other years is weird. Okay, hold on just a second. I got to look it up. Okay, it's bblake, 305-322 at Gmail.
Thank you very much. And what speed of service do you have with us?
The 1 gigabyte or whatever it is.
Thank you very much for that information. Let me see if there's any issues going on our side. So we don't have any issues with your router currently. So let me see if there's any. Did not mean to close that
one
screen.
I checked with the neighbors because they just got theirs and they haven't had any problems. So I don't know.
All right. let us see what is going on. So far, it looks like your overall Wi-Fi score is really good. So that could be. And you said your neighbors just recently got their service installed as well?
About a month ago.
Okay. I am seeing. So which TV specifically are you having an issue with? Is it hardwired or is it on Wi-Fi?
It's on Wi-Fi.
Okay, it's on Wi-Fi. So... yeah,
well, actually, I have it hardwired to the router downstairs, so.
Okay. It's very interesting that it would be causing issues on a hardwired connection. Let me do something real fast. Would you, so for the issue you said, are any of your other devices having similar issues, or is it just the one TV?
No, I think the TV in the back room was doing the same thing, wasn't it, Don? Yeah, no, the TV in the back room, and that's on a totally different, we have two routers. The back room is on one router, and the TV in the living room is wired up from downstairs. So
okay.
Two different routers and the same problem on two different TVs.
Are they both Samsung TVs?
Yes, they are.
All right, so I'm actually noticing right now your hardwired TV is actually, your hardwired TV and your Wi-Fi TV are actually hooked up to the same pot. They're actually not connected to different ones. So that could be something that it could be causing the small, latency issues, as well as causing the buffering.
We just got the TV in the back room maybe 2 months ago, and that's definitely hardwired to the pod that's in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in the living room is definitely hardwired to Christie's.
Okay. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
From your topology, it's showing that both of them are connected to the office pod.
Nope.
So I do not know why. Let me double check this real quick and see where it is going. Let me see if I can't potentially steer this over to your other one real quick. Because if I can steer that TV over to the Christie's pod, it'll help it. All right, let me see if this will allow me to clustering. So that's actually just the clustering, so we're gonna keep that on auto. Yeah, so that device, it is being connected directly to the office. Yeah, so I'm seeing right now connected to your office pod, you have the hardline TV, which that's understandable. But on a Wi-Fi connection, you have looks like two HP printers, four Amazon Ring stick cams. One, two, three, four, five Amazon Echoes, the Amazon Ring Chime Pro It looks like your S22 is currently connected, as well as your laptop are all connected currently to the office. And this is based off of what our network is showing right now. And to the Christie's pod right now, it looks like it's your Linksys Wi-Fi router, your Amazon Fire tablet, and the Amazon smart plug. Those are the only three devices currently connected to Christie's pod.
Really? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it could be very well. You can potentially in your Plume app, you for your Wi-Fi enabled TV that is currently connected to the office. It's not showing me anything. Let me see if I can do something in our technical dashboard to help you with that. Steering. So we are doing, we have automatic steering on both of those. So that's why it's going there. It's looking for the best signal. The way our system runs for those is it'll see which device has the stronger signal for that TV. Mm-hmm. And it's trying to put it at that specific location. You can disable it so that way you can connect it directly to a specific pod. And I can do that for you if you would like, but there is a chance that you might have a few more buffering issues while it is making those changes.
Well, I can deal with that if it's going to stop the buffering. But, to continuously have buffering going on, it's quite annoying.
So I will definitely try that. Give me one moment. Let me turn off steering on this one real quick. Alrighty. So hopefully that does help it. So you may have to try connecting it again to the Christie's pod so that way you are running it off the network. Based off of the amount of devices you currently do have, it may be something you may want to discuss because of the amount of connections you have. You may be encountering a bit of latency issues due to the fact that you're overcrowding your fiber network itself, not ours, but your specific home's fiber network. This could just be causing a few issues like latency. The way I describe it to a lot of people is imagine a room that's, maybe let's say 10 foot by 10 foot. The more people you stuff into it, the more crowded it gets. But as soon as you expand that room out to double the size, so instead of a 10 foot by 10 foot, it's a 10 foot by 20 foot, that same amount of people are going to have a lot more room to breathe. So it's the same with Wi-Fi networks and having a lot of connections.
Okay. But, I've had this thing for, 6 months now, mm-hmm. when it first came out. And yep. I haven't had this problem before. It's just all of a sudden. And I don't have anything other devices than I had before hooked up. So,
if you'd like me to, what I can do, it does look like you've had a serious amount of uptime on your device as well. That's showing, this looks like 144 continuous hours. With your permission, what I can do for you is I can run it through a quick reboot to see if that can alleviate some of the issues. Your devices will be offline for just a brief moment during that time, but they will come back on. Is that okay? Let me try giving that a push. Alrighty. Firmware is good. Optimizations are good. And we are going to give that a quick reboot. So you will see your service, you'll see everything go off for 1 to 2 minutes, and then it'll take another minute or two to come for maybe, it may be off for a total maximum of 3 to 5 minutes. But hopefully that does help, at least with making sure that, you're getting a refreshed signal, everything's good to go. And if there are any other issues, you can give us a call back. Right now, I'm not seeing anything else on our side that would facilitate having that issue. If that issue does persist again, you can give us a call back and we can definitely create a trouble ticket to see if it's something a little bit deeper than what I'm able to look at that is needing to be, assessed.
Right.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I'll just wait for it to reboot and see what happens.
All right, Barbara, give us a call back if anything else does happen. And thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.